This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, are people changing their minds? The fact that you hear about Russell Wilson walking through those doors, the fact that I've even heard people say, I think Kenny Pickett might be the starting quarterback week one for the Cleveland Browns. You're already shaking your head. Garrett Bush is in for Kent Carman. Kenny will be back tomorrow.
I am employed here still.
Yeah.
I've seen
you around.
My key fob works. People are like,
you were
my.
Legitimately stunned.
Congratulations on all your success.
I thought we were going to have to go outside and get you 5:30 in the morning outside.
Nah, man. The key fob still works. I don't give up no jobs. I work all of them.
Well, it's good to see you.
Yeah,
I love that we get a chance to talk about these very vital questions.
Yes.
And Garrett, I mean, you were trying to sell me on Shador earlier.
I was.
Daryl is all over the place because I think Daryl is like a lot of Browns fans, where it seems like there's no great options, so we have to talk ourselves into something. What are we going to talk ourselves into? I have been, I'd say, moderately high on Shador throughout the process, up until it seemed like everybody came back from the combine, and they're like, he grades out late first, early second. And I'm like, man, it does seem like it's getting to be a bigger reach at two. But I don't have the problems with Shador that I think some of the Browns fans seem to have when I hear them talk about all the distractions and the circus and Johnny Manziel. I'm like, this dude actually loves football. It's a big, big difference.
I think one of the things you were talking about was the Bo Nix test. What is the Bo Nix test?
Yes. Yeah. So I've been asking all the insiders that come on, all the NFL experts, whether or not they would, knowing what we know now. And what do we know about Bo Nix now? He was good enough to playoffs. Be the quarterback of a very structured offense mm-hmm. for a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
He does have limitations.
Yeah.
So I ask the question right now, would you take Bo Nix, number two overall? And I get mixed responses from everybody on that question. Because if you say no, you would not take Bo Nix right now, number two, then you don't take Shador. If you say yes, then I think you take Shador. And it's not even that they're the exact same type of player, but they both have limitations.
Right.
That's the whole point. And I think you had a pretty favorable outcome on Bo Nix this season. I think he excelled. I think he was way better than most people thought. He also had Sean Payton.
He beat you. He beat the Browns.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Which he didn't look great in that game either. But
I don't care what it looked like. If you ask me, would I take Bo Nix at two, like right now in this draft class, knowing what I know today? Heck yeah. Like, it's not that difficult. I think we get enamored with, what's available to you? If it's not available to you this year, are you going to cry because it's not last year's quarterback class? Well, while you're crying, somebody else is taking a quarterback. And I think Sean Payton is a good qualifier, because we're used to getting these quarterbacks and saying, we want a finished product. That does not happen. If you think Kevin Stefanski is the two-time coach of the year, why would you not think that Kevin Stefanski can do some of the things to improve Shador Sanders or make him better? Why do you think he's a finished product?
Boy, that right there is something I don't hear a lot of people talk about, which is, yes, some guys get better. Some guys are not the same player they are when they go to the combine, 3 years later. You do see growth. I mean, now Josh Allen, people will hate when I bring his name up because he's got all the physical gifts. But my God, did that guy learn how to read defenses a lot better. He learned how to do a lot more stuff in the NFL.
Way accuracy was better. I think about just like this. This is the poster child. When you look at Jalen Hurts and what he threw a football like at Alabama, and you look at what he did in the league, no one is saying Jalen Hurts is taking nobody. He got his spot took by Tua. He went out there and played in the Lincoln Riley playbook. They was like, he got taken in the second round. And this guy has only gone to two Super Bowls. And by the way, let's not act like he didn't play his tail off in the first. He threw for 300 yards, no mistakes. He made one mistake. They lost the game to a great Patrick Mahomes team. But listen, I mean, he's a second-round pick. Not saying that they grow on trees, but...
And a lot of people did not think he was a top 10 quarterback going into the playoffs.
At all. So my thing is, I look at Shador, and what he does well translates to what Kevin Stefanski likes. And if we're talking about putting things around guys, why don't we naturally believe that good coaching like Andy Reid is able to deliver automatically makes your quarterback at that position better, and you put some stuff around him, and you can end up in the playoffs. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Let's go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Lou in North.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kurt Royalton, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
G. Bush, my man. Nice to hear your voice again.
What's up, Lou?
Listen. I'm kind of like siding with Daryl. G. Bush, I'm going to ask you. You played on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
What wins championships? What wins championships?
Quarterbacks.
Well, if quarterbacks win championships, what happened to Patrick Mahomes against Philadelphia this year. I mean, you got the Philadelphia gave you the blueprint.
But if Philadelphia did not have Jalen Hurts, they could have all the defensive linemen they wanted. They still would lose that game.
Well, right, but Jalen Hurts didn't win you that football game. The football game, because if that game was close, I didn't think Philadelphia was going to win that game. I take that back. I thought Kansas City was going to keep the game close. If they kept the game close, that Kansas City would have won that game. But Philadelphia, they didn't beat Kansas City. They beat the brakes off of Kansas City, and it was that defense. Mahomes couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything. So they gave you the blueprint. So I didn't see Shador that much. And so if you know the type of quarterback that Stefanski needs, he needs a player like a quarterback like, you know, Joe Flacco, a pocket passing quarterback. Okay. Now I don't know if Shador's that guy.
He's exactly okay. What you want.
Okay. Okay. But I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of like mixed a little bit, but I think that I would go defense, because if you take Carter and you line him up on the other side of Garrett. It's going to be quarterbacks are going to have a hard time completing passes when their ass is on the ground, after they've been sacked.
All right, thank you, Lou. I got to go. I will say, he's talking about one game in a one game scenario. You got to get there.
Yes.
How do you get there? What teams are able to make a deep run with average to below average quarterback play?
No,
you just don't see a ton of it. Now, again, Jalen Hurts has been up and down, and like I told you, he was not considered a top 10 quarterback, but he's had these big moments now, and he looked unflappable in the Super Bowl.
Really quickly, 14-3 last year for Jalen Hurts, and he played in a pretty good division where the Commanders did their thing. But you know, you want to talk about what he done in the Super Bowl? Jalen Hurts has a 109.4 QBR quarterback rating with 525 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception in 2 Super Bowl games. The first one, he threw for over 300 yards. And in the second game, he dominated with his legs. Every single time there was a third down, they couldn't keep him in the pocket. He scrambled, he moved the chains, and he was super efficient, 17-22. So, yeah, the defense helped. The defense worked. But if you are going to play some of these teams, and I always say this, and think about the gauntlet. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, you got Mahomes, you got Burrow, you got Lamar Jackson, you got Josh Allen, you got Herbert, you got the young C.J. Stroud. We just talked about Bo Nix going to the playoffs. You have to beat 3 out of the best quarterbacks in the league just to sniff the Super Bowl to play. So, yeah, you could say that defensive linemen count, but in that case, we should have been in the playoffs with Myles Garrett. We should have been balling with Joe Thomas. You win good quarterbacks. All the rest of that stuff comes into focus.
We have had above average defensive lines.
We've had a great defense one year.
Almost every year that Myles Garrett has been here, right? But it doesn't matter if the offense can't get first downs.
I mean, C.J. Stroud, when we were good and we had Flacco, please rewind the tape and see what happened. We couldn't move the ball. Like, they moved up the ball. They moved the ball up and down the field with a rookie and C.J. Stroud. And we couldn't move the football. We've been talking about the same song and dance for 20 years. That is not what builds it. Because if that was true, we had a top 3 defense a couple years ago, and we didn't make it past the first round. It is what it is.
All right. Everybody on hold, 216-57, I have the old number, 216-474-0092. That was a Ken. Felt like Ken there.
That was a super Ken.
Yeah. I miss the old numbers. I'm just going to say
an old TV commercial and we'll wrap her up.
I do. I miss the old number. I'm going to say it with my chest.
Finally someone said
Yeah, you know what? I don't like this new number. I like the old number. Anyway.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.